Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
You did meet the Beatles, didn't you?
I sat on their laps.
Oh.
When I was very young, yes. With a big scarf twisted all around us, entwined around the lot of us, knitted by all their fans here in Australia, because it was cold. It was middle of winter when they arrived.
Well, it was a day like yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Was it pouring with rain too?
Yes.
Oh, oh my
yeah.
God.
Yeah. Talking of that...
Terrible day.
What do we do on a, what did you do on a wet day like yesterday?
Well, I actually did some cooking. I made some kumquat jam. I had picked some kumquats at the farm in Queensland when I was there and brought them back with me. So kumquat jam and, or marmalade, should I say, and a really divine German apple cake with raisins and cream cheese through it that is from my cook's garden. So I baked one of those and we had roast pork for dinner. Lovely and warming on that freezing wet day.
Absolutely, yes. Mm. One good thing
it's
you can do.
It's a great time to be in the kitchen on days like that.
Absolutely. Mm. Now, how long is it before the school holidays?
It's about, what is it, the end of this month they
yes,
start.
Still yes,
so I've got kids cooking classes coming up then. Yes, and I imagine that some of the kids were at home yesterday helping their mums in the kitchen. I hope they were.
Yeah. Now, talking of Queensland, did you discover an excellent restaurant up there?
Yes, look, excellent restaurants on the Gold Coast don't usually sort of go together in my mind, but this one is an exception. It's a Greek restaurant. It's doing very, very well. It's at Nobby's Beach. Unlike the Greek economy, this one is doing very well. I've got a fabulous recipe from there for four dolmades for you, but it was set up by a fellow called Simon Gloftus, and he had run a few coffee shops in that neighbourhood around Nobby's Beach over the last few years. There was a well-known one called Piccolo and another couple, Three Beans, Little Beans. And as a result of their success, he decided that he would pursue his dream of opening a Greek restaurant. He used to sit as a child in his godfather's restaurant in Kew in Melbourne, a place called Vasilis and Yanni's, and dreamt of opening a Greek restaurant. So he's finally done it, and he's done it at Nobby's Beach, and it is really fabulous. It's packed to the rafters almost every night. That's how popular it is. And the food is excellent. A lot of the food is slow-cooked food, lovely things like the famous Greek dish, the anistophorno, which is a slow-baked lamb, and the stifado, which is actually a six-hour beef cheek and onion stew.
Nobby's Beach. He could have called it Nobby's Kitchen.
Boom, boom. He could have too, yes. But he sources all his seafood very carefully. He gets a really fresh fish locally, and giant octopus, really big ones from South Australia, southern calamari from Tasmania. So he's very careful with where he sources ingredients. He's got a terrific chef. Funnily enough, the chef is not Greek. He's an Irish fellow, but he's worked all over Europe. He's worked in Spain and London. And look, it really is a find on the Gold Coast, a warm, inviting and very smart place. You know, it's not something that the Gold Coast is renowned for, so...
Name again?
It's beginning to happen up there. Hellenica, it's spelled Hellenica.
At Nobby's Beach on
yes,
the Gold
on,
Coast?
On the Gold Coast Highway.
Now, what sort of a recipe for you?
So I've got the recipe from him for their dolmades, and their dolmades is actually very interesting. It's a mixture of rice, but he's also got veal mince through it, and of course dill, because the Greeks love dill. But instead of being wrapped in vine leaves, which is how they usually prepare dolmades, they've wrapped it in blanched silver beech leaves, you know, that very sort of sturdy
yes.
finish that we love here in Australia.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's really delicious, and he serves these dolmades warm. Mm.
And that's on your website?
Yes, SheridanRogers.com.au.
It's 9:45. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.